Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my Christian brothers and sisters. We as followers of Jesus Christ need to pray that God will enable us to manifest His love to Muslims through our words, through our eyes, and of course, through our actions. And also, we must share the Word of God with them. The Word of God is awesome. Please share it with your Muslim acquaintances and friends. Just to give you an example, many wonderful verses in the Bible, such as John 1, verse 12, all those who believe in Jesus and accepted Him, God gave the right to become a children of God. Another awesome verse, 1 John 4:16, God is love. Another one, Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love. So make sure to share the Word of God as much as you can and as much as your Muslim friend allows you. You know, of course, he must be willing to hear. Okay, it is important to tell your Muslim friend the good news of the Word of God. There is so many good news in the Word of God. For example, tell your Muslim friend, God has a wonderful plan for your life, my Muslim friend. And of course, open your Bible. You can read to him Jeremiah 29, verse 11. God said, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So, of course, you share with your Muslim friend that he needs to read the Bible so he can discover God's wonderful plan for his or her life. You know, because many Muslims are frightened from God. I want you to know that. They don't know if God is going to give them good life on earth or not. Muslims don't know if God will accept them in heaven or not. So in the depth of their heart and soul, they are not in peace regarding their life. Then let your Muslim acquaintance or Muslim friend that you meet know you are sure from the Bible that God loves Arabs and Muslims. Tell him that. Tell him the Bible declares very clearly God's love for Arabs and Muslims. They are called Ismail. Ismail. God promises to bless Ismail. Can you repeat the name Ismail? Huh? Are you ready? Go ahead. Ismail. Yeah, great. We read in the Word of God, Genesis 21, that God was with Ishmael as he grew up. Okay? And do you remember in Genesis 17, God gave Abraham circumcision as the sign of the covenant? And in verse 23, we read, Abraham took his son Ishmael and circumcised him. Wonderful. And in Genesis 16:10, God promised Hagar, I will multiply your descendants exceedingly. I will give you more descendants than you can count. God told Hagar these comforting words. Wow. By the way, one time in the Bible, we read that Hagar was called Abraham's wife. I like to share with you a story I read in the Bible, in Genesis 21, actually, this story brought many tears to my eyes. Even as I was preparing today's program, I just found tears in my eyes. God used it, actually, to ignite my compassion towards Muslims. Genesis 21, starting from verse 14. Let me read to you from our Holy Bible. So Abraham got up early the next morning, prepared the food and container of water, and strapped them on Hagar's shoulder. Then he sent her away with their son, Ishmael's, of course. And she wandered aimlessly in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water was gone, she put the boy in the shade of a bush. Then she went and sat down about 100 yards away. I don't want to watch the boy die, she said, as she burst into tears. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven, Hagar, what's wrong? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Go to him and comfort him, for I will make a great nation from his descendants. Then God opened Hagar's eyes, and she saw a well full of water. She quickly filled her water container and gave the boy a drink. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with them. And God was with the boy as he grew up in the wilderness. God was with Ishmael as he grew up in the wilderness. My Christian brothers and sisters, this story proves that Ishmael's birth was not just simply merely a mistake Abraham did. Otherwise, God could have let them die from thirst. Easy. They were dying from thirst after they ran out of water. Just let them die. But when God personally intervened and said these gentle and encouraging words to Hagar, which we just read from Genesis 21 about Ishmael, when God personally saved their lives, God proved that he has a special love for Ishmael and the wonderful plan from his life and the life of his descendants, namely Arabs and Muslims. So the word of God told us that God heard Ishmael crying. By the way, for you and me, we must trust that God always hears our cry when we go through a difficult time or when we suffer. However, also we need to remember that God desires us to hear the cry of the people that don't know him, including Muslims. Genesis 16, verse 11, God himself calls Abraham's unborn son Ishmael, which means God hears, one of the most beautiful names in the Old Testament. God told Hagar, you shall bear a son, you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has heard your affliction. Wow. In Genesis 21, verse 17, we read that God heard Ishmael crying. I am emphasizing this fact. And I want to stop here for a few seconds, and I want to help you, my brothers and sisters, hear the cry of Muslims. I want to encourage all my Christian brothers and sisters to be compassionate toward the Muslims they meet. Do you know that Muslims are experiencing their greatest crises right now? Just in the past 23 years, millions of Muslims attacked each other verbally and physically. Muslims have been killing each other in recent years more than ever. And actually, they are continuing to do that even today. A huge number of Muslims are discovering that they don't love each other. They are not really God's family, one ummah, one community. And let me remind you of a beautiful statement Jesus said, "By this all will know you are my disciples if you love one another." So it is important for us to demonstrate to the Muslim people and to the world that we, as followers of Jesus Christ, are united and love each other. And we do not hurt each other. We need to do everything we can, you and me, to preserve and to protect the unity between us. That's what the Bible encourages us to do according to Jesus' prayer in John 17. Now, before I ran out of time, we want to close with prayer, and we will complete this topic next program. But please join me right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, realizing that we need your heart, God, toward the lost people that we meet. We need your spirit. We need your love to be poured out in our hearts through your spirit, God, toward Muslims. Give us compassion toward them. Help us, God, to see their dilemma, their problems, their anguish, their confusion. God, we pray that you will use me and my brothers and sisters through divine appointments, through guiding our lives for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Christian brothers and sisters, God's love and peace with you today and always. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.